time for our mini set. And the mini set is a three-song set or spoken word equivalent. And our performer tonight is Carla Schwartz. And she's very accomplished as a poet and also as a musician. And she's a very vibrant performer. I think you'll hear some music and some spoken word. She has CDs. She has a book that came out recently. Wonderful pieces. Please, a big welcome for Carla Schwartz.
Thank you. Yeah, the light would be useful. We raise it up. And we'll use the piano, too, at the end. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming here tonight. I'm so happy to be here and happy to celebrate with everyone. And yes, I have a book. It's called Mother, One More Thing. I have some copies over there on the bar. And I also have CDs. You can buy both of them for $20. And and special prices for each of them. And okay, so tonight I think I'm going to start with a poem that I wrote after Jake passed away, and it's called When Someone Dies. Tell them something you never said before. I'm sorry you're gone. You made me laugh. Thank you. Tell yourself you don't need a license to say these. Go for a bike ride. Defy the forecast of rain. Lean low as you take your turns. Pedal as fast as you can. Don't fret that the deepest sympathies and condolences sound pat. Step away. Step outside. Rake your yard, and with each draw, reach further. Mound up the fallen pine needles, then the dying leaves. Fill your barrow with the piles you gather by hand. Be a down-up, pick-up, drop-down, and cart machine. Unfold the little giant ladder on your deck and lean it solidly against your gutter. Talk to the clear air with your eyes, to the detritus nearing soil. Climb to the roof and start sweeping what you have never done before, what you are afraid of. Thank you. Thank you. So this book, the title of the book is called Mother, One More Thing. If you are afraid to buy it tonight, you can get it on Amazon. Carla Schwartz. Just go to carlapoet.com, CarlaPoet, carlapoet.com. In defense of peaches. My mother tied her socks to the peach tree in front of her house. I'm guessing she took the sweaty ones off her feet one day, or specially donned old ones and hung them and an old shirt to scare away squirrels and rabbits, maybe after reading about it somewhere. Better than fox urine, for sure. The socks still hang on the tree, larva lollipops. None of us has thought to press nose to cloth and inhale. That was her last wish, to go outside. Let whatever of mom still imbues remain and hang there year-round like her clay bells. The other day, under my peach tree, there were four hard ones shaken down and chewed as best a green stone can be. Must have been a squirrel with a bad memory, taking a bite of one and a next, leaving the unfinished to ferment. That same day, I discovered my shoe was lucky, twice lost in 3 months, first on a mountain, next on a road. Maybe I should nestle those shoes into the crook of the peach to fend off the wildlife. Maybe my mother's climbing shoes will do. Maybe this year I will be lucky in peaches. I'm going to read you another poem that I enjoy reading from this book. It's a poem spoken from a daughter to a mother. It's called Daily Call. You would be calling me out of the cold water today, telling me to buy a new car, as you did 15 years ago, before I bought the Honda. I would be telling you it only has 235,000, and if I just replace the leaking fuel lines, it will last to 300 at least. You would parry with side airbags and anti-lock brakes. I still regret not having changed the timing gear in the Chevelle. Just then, you would lament, upset that my face is cut, my eye bruised, my legs, my palm, and introduce me. This is my daughter. She fell off her bike. The subtext reads, she doesn't usually look like this. I'm embarrassed. Forgive her. Not buying into the healing powers of a cold pond, you would insist I will get sick. I can't say I won't let go of the Honda because you helped me buy it and you're not here anymore. You, star of the showroom, who knew how to say no, to walk away from what you didn't want. So I'm going to read you one more poem, and I think then I'm going to go to the piano. 34. So this poem is a little more seasonal. It's called The Art of Shoveling. When you wake to the thick white quiet, don't despair. When you know how long, when you know it will take hours and hours to remove the 2 foot and still falling shroud, don't shy away from it. Before visualizing the entire driveway clear and you sailing out in your car, open the garage door. From the dry floor, scoop up one shovelful and fling it where you will not drive or walk. Fling it in the air. When, after half an hour, only a small square of blacktop has emerged and you have so much more, start singing. Yankee Doodle, maybe. You have earned that feather. Before you start crying, you have no one to call to help. Take out an audiobook, War and Peace, maybe, or Catch 22, something that will do the shoveling for you. When the plow truck driver tells you to get out of the way and undoes your last hour's work, don't waste your shaking fists. Return the snow to the road when the truck is gone. And when your back starts to feel the strain of the shovel, mount your snowshoes, be a piston, float and sink. Make troughs alongside your shovel area, somewhere to throw more snow, a trap to catch it when it blows. Which I know is not in the best tune. All right, this piece I performed the last time I was featured here, and I won't do the pedal thing. Okay, and if anybody hasn't heard my work on the piano, it's very improvisational. By the way, I'm going to be on Saturday night. I'm going to be in Somerville. At Accurate Records with the band Looky Looky, and I highly recommend you come and you can see me for more information. This is called Sea of Smiles. You try to down me with your double talk. You try to push me round with your double talk. Baby, you know you say dance one more time and I'll walk. You say dance one more time and I'll walk. You feed me your big fat grimace. I pulse you my best perplexion. You feed me your big fat grimace. I'll pour you my best perplexion. Otherwise, a sea of smiles. Love drips out the other side. Otherwise, a sea of smiles. Love leaking out the other side of my mouth. You talk to me like I'm some kind of child. You talk down to me like I'm some kind of child. When I look you in the eye, your face is full of lies. When I look you in the eye, your face is full of lies. By the way, if anybody hasn't figured it out, this is a song for anybody who really loves their job. You feed me your big fat grimace. I pulse you my best perplexion. You feed me your big fat grimace. I'll pour you my best perplexion. Otherwise, a sea of smiles. Love drips out the other side. Otherwise, a sea of smiles. Love leaking out the other side of your mouth. You say jump, I jump. That's how it's always been. You say jump, I jump. That's how it's always been. Next time, I'll feed you some of your own medicine. Next time, you try that, I'll feed you some of your own medicine. You feed me your big fat grimace. I pulse you my best perplexion. You feed me your big fat grimace. I'll pour you my best perplexion. Otherwise, a sea of smiles. Love drips out the other side. A sea of smiles. Love leaking out the other side of my mouth. Thank you so much. You can buy my book if you'd like, or my CD, or both.
Thank you, Carla. Wonderful stuff. So Carla has copies of her book, Mother One More Thing, here in the bar, and CDs as well. Beautiful. So one more hand.